If you look at maps that show some of the county data that we have, it's not quite as much of an overwhelming election for Jefferson as it may appear there, but it's still very clear. And Jefferson was really hoping this is going to be the end of factionalism, this is going to be the end of party politics. Well, of course, it wasn't. Question?
I noticed by this time, only one state is splitting their votes, Maryland.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. The question is, only one state here is splitting their electoral votes. And it changes a lot. It's not consistent there. Some states will split their electoral votes for a while, and then they won't. They'll go back to the unified electoral vote.
So it went back and forth.
It went back and forth with many states. As I said last week, it's only Maine and Nebraska now that split them. But New York, for a long period of time, split its votes. But it sort of depends on the whims of the state legislatures and how they decide to handle that issue. Okay, where are we? 1804. 1808, the Federalists regain ground. Again, with Pinckney as a candidate. Well, it might be the other Pinckney. There were two brothers. Not too important. You can see, actually, New York here dividing their vote at this time with their favorite son, George Clinton. We can see some revival of Federalist strength here, and that had to do with the embargo that was created in the same year.